A ceasefire deal is good news in the Middle East, but underlying concerns surface. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we'll tell you more in a moment. Plus, what comes to mind when you dream big in the world of Bible translation? Chances are you're thinking the same thing as the new head of Wycliffe Bible Translators. Keep listening to find out. But first, Russia helped Turkey reach a deal that pushes Kurdish forces out of northern Syria. It's a space in which Christians navigate carefully. Word is that Syrian Christians fear a grim future in the wake of the incursion. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton tells us,
I know that Christians are targeted by the different groups. Well, we know the government of Turkey, led by President Erdogan, is not a friend to Christians. We know the militant Islamist groups that have been active in northern Syria are certainly not a friend to Christians. So it's not surprising at all that Christians would be targeted.
Because they're seen as apostates, believers are often singled out for the worst of the persecution.
If one of those Islamist militias were to encounter a person born in a Muslim family who is now a follower of Jesus Christ, that person would likely be given a chance to renounce Christ and return to Islam, or face the possibility of being executed almost immediately.
So what is our place in this story?
The first thing and the most important thing we can do is pray. And, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming up. This is a great reminder of the power of prayer in these situations that seem far away, the situations where we don't really have a lot of influence. We can pray.
Meanwhile, graduating seminary is hard enough. Now add on persecution and the physical inability to hear. Chris, a deaf believer in North Africa, made his way through these challenges to become an ordained minister. However, his trials didn't end there. One classmate told Chris that he shouldn't be a church leader because he's deaf. Door International's Rob Myers says,
Chris obviously was taken aback by that and said, well, help me understand that. Why is that? And he said, well, you remember these Old Testament passages where it talks about how the high priest can't have any defects. Our denomination feels like our ordained ministers in the church need to not have physical defects, and so they can't be deaf.
Door's deaf leaders helped Chris understand the true meaning of God's word.
The point of the priest not having defects is that it was a picture of Jesus coming. And since Jesus has come and he's the perfect high priest, he makes us right with God. And now any of us have the opportunity to be ministers of the gospel.
This is just one of many barriers deaf leaders face around the world. Visit us online for details and learn how you can help deaf reach deaf for Christ.
Many, many times over the years, they've been told you can't lead, you can't do things. But deaf people can do anything that hearing people do. They have been created in the image of God, just like hearing people have. The only thing they can't do is physically hear.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators has a new CEO. John Chestnut took over the role at the start of April. His vision for the ministry? To get the Bible translated into every language in his lifetime.
Well, one of the things as we look ahead is there's still some 2,100 language communities out there with no scripture at all. And so, you know, that is our primary focus as we move forward. How might we see, through partnerships and working with other ministries and churches around the world, how can we see God's word come to those communities?
Wycliffe is asking God to continue to use partnerships to make this a reality around the world. Will you help protect this important work?
I continue to believe that one of the greatest threats to the work as a whole is really what Christ challenged his disciples in John 17, is that we would be one. And I really feel like from a prayer perspective, that's one of the areas that we are regularly asking for prayer for, is that God would maintain the unity of these working relationships around the world so that his work can continue, often in very difficult circumstances already.
If you're looking for tangible ways to offer support, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you helps to keep MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.